Nike joins effort to block bill designed to protect girls from competing against transgender athletes. By Warner Todd Houston on February 11, 2020. Nike has joined a group of businesses in signing a letter of support to defeat a Tennessee bill which would prevent biological male athletes from being able to compete against girls. The letter, sponsored by 142 businesses in the state, claims that other states will retaliate against Tennessee if it passes laws to prevent biological boys from competing as transgender girls, and the resulting actions by outsiders will be bad for Tennessee's businesses. Several bills have been introduced in the state legislature to address the problem of boys competing as girls. Two bills in particular, House Bill 1572 and Senate Bill 1736/HB 1689, are currently being considered. Policies that signal that the state is not welcoming to everyone put our collective economic success at risk, the letter says. It is both a business imperative and core to our corporate values that our customers, our employees and their families, and our potential employees feel fully included in the prosperity of our state. Nike, of course, is also a big advocate for the radical gay agenda. While claiming to represent freedom for transgenders in America, Nike is also a big supporter of China, where transgender people have few rights. Just last year, for instance, Nike celebrated its efforts to work with the Chinese government to push the company's business interests in a communist nation. In October, Vice President Mike Pence slammed Nike for working so closely with the Red Chinese, saying that the company's corporate greed has come before its fealty to humanity. Nike promotes itself as a so-called social justice champion, but when it comes to Hong Kong, it prefers checking its social conscience at the door, Pence said. A progressive corporate culture that willfully ignores the abuse of human rights is not progressive. It is repressive, the vice president added. Correction, an earlier version of this story had reported that Governor Lee of Tennessee had signed a letter to defeat the legislation preventing transgender athletes from competing against females. That is incorrect. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.